Hey friends, this is your Creative Kaibigan, a podcast where we dilute famous keynotes into graspable advice on creativity, productivity, and storytelling by some of the leading creatives across the world. My name's Joe. I'm so honored to be your host, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Let's start the podcast. We always want to find control in our lives. We try to find the most difficult things to manage, because we believe that they will set us free. We often find a challenge for ourselves instinctively, and we can't blame ourselves for that, since it's in our very nature to seek discomfort. However, when we face what is a real challenge or difficulty, especially with our habits, what will often happen is that we need to clamp it down or repress them at all costs. But what is interesting is, this will often resort to even more conflict, fighting with both our own will and impulses. But how about we consider another option? Why not coincide them to be one and support each other? This is where the art of self-control can work in our favor. It is by losing the need to control that we gain and align our works to our goals for the long term. Jonathan Bricker's work has given us insight onto how we can effectively change our ways through our choices. In his talk, The Secret to Self-Control, Bricker notes that we can change our behaviors through our choices. It's about the willingness to think of your decisions every time you allow your cravings to come and go, without acting on them unhealthily. He says not to resist one's cravings, as you will find yourself conflicted in a constant battle between your mind and impulses, but instead, acknowledging them and the willingness to make peace with your cravings, acknowledging and not feeling compelled to banish it if it is already instinctively within us. We need to want our behavioral change and accept it and thus become equal to it. We are told to turn off these bad feelings, but what often happens is that we will tend to avoid and it eventually tempt us even more. A David Allen quote that will well encapsulates this is, and I quote, "If you don't pay appropriate attention to what already has your attention, it will take more of your attention than it deserves," end I quote. In that sense, you find yourself in a position to feel these certain emotions. Bricker continues to say that in those moments, more reason to journal the intensity of your experiences. Once you examine, you will see your tendencies and have agency over your choice to continue with them or not. By actively putting as a part of your life, even just a second of your decision-making, to pull through even the most instinctive moments, it can ultimately create what is a chain of better temperance for oneself. We need to capture our own awareness through our language. In the act of catching yourself, continuing a bad habit, ask yourself this question and fill in the blanks. I am noticing that I'm having a thought of, what is your habit? With your language already catching yourself in the act of doing something unproductive for the long term, you will eventually lead you to think twice about your overall purpose. Bricker goes on to say that it is inevitable that we all have bad habits. You will eventually go through the cycles of shame and use temporary fixes sometimes to help you get through it. But our ability to perceive yourself from the outside, to get real about the extent of our actions, and maybe even sometimes picture ourselves as our own friends, and see what advice we can give from the outside, then we could ultimately have the confidence to pursue what is both, what is, on the inside and out, beneficial for us in the future. Bricker goes on to justify our need to be caring and kind to ourselves when we want to instill habits that are good for us, because the journey, undeniably, is an uphill battle, and thus we can look at our choices with more agency because they are proactive. Well, the irony of this talk is that, by the end, we learn that the secret of self-control is not having control at all. It all starts with the acknowledgement of a bad habit, and then with your being, trying to continue life without it. If it were natural not to be dependent at all, Bricker then challenges us to be the better versions of ourselves, to practice of our success, rather than dependence of what is told onto us. Hey, it's Joe. I hope you liked the creative advice today. Please check out the creative works featured in this episode. Now make sure to turn off your phone, use what you learned today, and do something creative. Hope to see you in the next episode.